This is Heritage Week, you might have heard, and numerous events have been taking place right across the country. One of them is a community archaeology dig in the Knoll in North County Dublin, where unusually local volunteers have been working alongside professional archaeologists. Elaine Kyo reports.
Okay guys, so we're taking this down in layers. So everything from this dark grey layer here goes into one tray, and then when we get to the next one, it goes into the other tray. It's important to keep those separate.
Christine Baker, community archaeologist with Fingal County Council, is overseeing this archaeology dig beside the graveyard in the Knoll. Teams of volunteers are working between two trenches on the site, which is in the medieval core of the village. Within minutes of my arriving, volunteer Philip Gaffney called out that he had found something in one of the trenches.
That's a clay point that we just found on the second layer on F2. So we did F1, there was nothing on F1. What F1 was just a garden. And then on F2, we just started F2 and we found the remnants of a clay pipe.
You're very excited.
You become like an addict. I only started this the other day and I'm like, wow. And you find something, oh, I'm going to keep coming back. I figured I'd do a day and see what it's like. And here I am. I'm up at 6 in the morning to do my work, to come in here to do this.
Christine Baker says it is easy for people to get involved.
How this works is that professional archaeologists work with the community. So we provide the training, we provide the equipment, we provide t-shirts and gloves. And they're often very surprised that the main tools we use are shovels and mattocks and wheelbarrows. So if you're used to heavy gardening, you'll get a great workout here. Of course, we do use the trowels and for finer work, but and we also sieve as well. That's the other thing, if you're not into physically digging, we sieve the soil and we wash and register finds. So there's something for everyone to do.
One of the professional archaeologists working side by side with the volunteers is Stephen Johnston. He says volunteer excavations are where his interest in archaeology first started.
Yeah, I've been working in archaeology for about 30 years now. So most of the work I'd be doing would be commercial work for private developers or for public sector projects. So this is a return to how I started out in archaeology. Back in the 80s, when I was about 15, I started working on local heritage society excavations, volunteer excavations, and I loved it. And I ended up going to college and then going back out into the kind of the developer end of archaeology. And then about 5 years ago, when Christine started up doing community excavations in Swords, I came on board.
Jill Blackburn of Knoll Community Council, who is sieving the soil there, told me why the dig is in this location.
There is going to be an extension of the graveyard. Part of it is going to be left just as part of a field. So we took the opportunity to look at it as a wildflower meadow area. But we were told because it's linked with ancient monuments, there had to be an archaeological dig. So as a group, we kind of thought, oh, that sounds interesting. Can we have it as a community archaeological dig? And that's the story of really why we met up with Christine Baker, Fingal's community archaeologist, and why we're here today.
Archaeologist Siobhan Duffy is the find supervisor for the excavation. As well as pottery, they have found a number of pieces from clay pipes, some with political slogans on.
Pipes were used basically as advertising. Without your leaflets to hand out when you were running for parliament or anything, you might be handing out clay pipes. So we have two that have Parnell MP pipes. So this would have been Charles Stewart when he was maybe running for his next seat or his first election. And these would have been handed out at some meetings that he was speaking at. So that would be probably the 1870s or 1880s.
Part of the dig team is local architecture student Ian Lennon, who has researched local history and also worked on the Fingal Field Names project. He told me links to the area stretch well beyond Fingal.
So right here where we are on the site, we are located kind of just 50 metres south of Black Castle, which is a Norman terrace style castle. It would have originally been constructed in the 12th century by the De Genova family from Trimble Castle, and then passing through to the Cruise family, who have, of course are the ancestors of Tom Cruise. When he was over here during the premiere of Oblivion a few years ago, a genealogical report was carried out into his ancestry, and they linked him to the Cruises of Knoll.
For community archaeologist Christine Baker, this dig turned out to have an unexpected link close to home.
Well, I'm Fingal born and bred, so it turns out I'm also related to the Knoll, which I didn't know about. My great-great-grandfather was a builder and he built some of the nice houses here. So, and it turns out in that process, they dumped the cottage material on this very site. So I'm probably digging stuff that my great-great-grandfather moved in the 1860s.
Here on the community
day? Here, yeah. So maybe some of those clay pipes are his.
Community archaeologist with Fingal County Council, Christine Baker, ending that report from Elaine Coe.